from coast to coast across America, it's the U.S. Property Podcast with the latest real estate news, interviews, and market trends.
And welcome back to the U.S. Property Podcast from coast to coast across America with the latest real estate news, trends, of course, and predictions. And it is available for you on iHeartRadio this morning, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcast from. And this morning, we are catching up with Tyler Regina, who is a busy working principal working in Long Beach, California. He is the owner of the Regina Group. And good morning to you, Tyler. Welcome to the U.S. Property Podcast. Like I mentioned, you are working in Long Beach. I mean, how hard is that for you? It's got to be one of the real tough gigs. The beach, the sand, the sun. Such a hard job selling real estate in Long Beach.
That's right. That's right. Well, yes, I'm here. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on. You know, Long Beach is an incredible city in Southern California, and I would agree it's a very competitive market. You know, we're in Southern California. You have some of the arguably best weather in the entire world, which is where you get a lot of desire and drive for people to come and want to live here.
Now, I think at this time of the year, you know, there's a lot of people that start to think about moving into Long Beach, which has been as you say, it's a very desired location in California. And for people thinking about moving, perhaps highlight from your past experience about people who have wanted to move but ultimately didn't, and what a couple of those reasons might have been in terms of why they didn't move that might help people this morning avoid the same mistakes. So have you got a couple of things that you could sort of rattle off for us this morning?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, the biggest thing for a lot of the clients that I work with on today's basis would be, you know, what's their next step going to be? That's the big challenge that a lot of people face here in the current real estate market, whether they're leasing a property now or they own a property now, and whether they're thinking about trading up, moving away, or even moving there. A lot of people are fixed into, if they're owning, I think about 80% of the mortgages across the United States are under 5%. And I think something like 60% are under 4%. It makes it a difficult decision for people to trade up into that sort of a mortgage. And that's where I've seen a lot of hesitancy. On the flip side, for the people who have been renting for several years, a lot of times, you know, there are these buyers who are waiting on the fence, waiting on the sidelines for prices to come down. And if you've seen real estate across the nation, especially in Southern California coastal, you've seen over the last decade plus, we've had nothing but a bull market. And there's been very few points of retraction where there's been a good entry point for any buyer waiting on the fence.
People moving into Long Beach there in California, where are people coming from? Like, where are some of the hot destinations where people have just decided to quit the state and move into California?
Yeah, so I don't know if there's one specific area. I mean, we're getting people from all over the place. A lot of Northern California buyers are coming down. And ever since COVID, you know, with a lot of the cities that were very dense in population, and after COVID, when remote work started becoming a much more popular trend, people started moving out of the big cities like LA or San Francisco and some of those areas and moving to a somewhat, you know, a little bit more, I would say, less hustle bustle of an area like Long Beach, where you still have a mix of a lot of different cultures and a lot of different things going on in Long Beach, but it's far less dense of a city than Los Angeles or San Francisco and some of those areas. And we're also getting out-of-state people coming into the state. And as I mentioned before, typically that's because of the weather, right? All of Southern California, you're getting, you know, some of the premier weather in the world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The weather is a huge factor. And for people that are looking at going into Long Beach, of course, many decide to rent before they buy. And some of these rentals, they're over an extended period. So let's just take a look at what that average rental is. I see that in Long Beach that the rents do range from $600 right through to about $15,000 with a median rent of just over $2,000.
Right. So Long Beach is a pretty big city, and you can probably divide it up into four different sections. And some of the, you know, lower end or lower priced of those lease listings, like you said, I mean, you said 600 to 15,000. That's a pretty big wide range of a spread. But there's different categories of Long Beach. There's some of the higher end, more affluent areas where you're going to be getting those, you know, waterfront properties or very close to the ocean properties. And then you have some of the other areas where it's high density of multifamily, where the rental range is going to be on that lower end. But overall, the rent in Long Beach, the demand is still very, very strong. You have a lot of young, you know, working professionals, working class, and you also have the draw of the universities there. You have Cal State Long Beach, Long Beach Community College. So there's a lot of young professionals and college students that fulfill the rental need in Long Beach.
Yeah, and if you have a look at just in terms of where the rents are compared to Jan of last year to Jan of 2024, it's about $55 less. So it's a pretty stable sort of rental market at the moment. And I just want to talk about other areas around Long Beach, because is it fair to say that Long Beach is relatively affordable when you compare to neighboring beach cities like Huntington Beach, Seal Beach, and especially Newport Beach?
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of my, you stole like one of my favorite taglines as Long Beach is still one of the best affordable beach cities in Southern California, right? I mean, I went to college in Long Beach, and I grew up in Long Beach for probably about 15 years, and I saw this city just completely develop and change and continue to gentrify over those years. And when you say I'm going to go 30 minutes north or 30 minutes south, you might be paying an extra 50 to 75% premium for property values. So Long Beach still maintains that affordable beach city lifestyle that is still essentially attainable at lesser prices than its neighboring cities, definitely.
Now, if you look at Long Beach, of course, it is really driven by supply and demand dynamics. So how is that looking Q1 of 2024 for Long Beach?
So inventory levels for active properties on the market are actually lower currently than January of 2023. So, you know, over the past years, we've seen kind of a rainbow effect. If you can visualize a chart where inventory starts lower, it picks up into the summer months, and then towards the fourth quarter, it continues to drop again. But the inventory levels that we have now are probably between 1.5 and 2 months supply of inventory, still relatively very low if you compare it to over the last decade when we would have between 4 and 5 months of active inventory on the market. So supply is still very low, and I don't necessarily know that that's changing anytime soon. And it goes back to what I was referencing on interest rates. You know, when you have these homeowners who would naturally progress and exchange into the next property as a standard migration of, you know, moving from one property to the next, when they're locked in at a 2, 3, or 4% interest rate, it's difficult for them to make sense to trade into a new interest rate or new property with an interest rate of 6 or 7%, which rates are currently at.
Okay. And right now, Tyler, you've got a lot of first home buyers listening to you thinking, gee, Long Beach, it sounds pretty nice. What are a couple of things that you could suggest, particularly in terms of making sure that they are pre-approved and also credit score? Because a lot of people don't pay enough attention to credit score, do they?
Sure, absolutely. It's something that definitely is overlooked quite often. And the biggest thing as a first-time buyer, as you said, you want to get pre-approved. That's the first step. And not necessarily just to know what you qualify for, but in my opinion, more importantly, what you can comfortably afford. You might have a lender say, hey, you can qualify for a $800,000 single-family home. But when you don't know what that actually means in terms of a monthly mortgage payment, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. That's the number that I always make sure my clients know and are very comfortable with prior to moving forward with anything.
Yeah. And, you know, in terms of credit score, if there are some problems around a credit card and, you know, finance on a car or whatever, it's very easy to clean up. But I think that people just totally overlook that in terms of what that final outcome for that credit score will actually highlight.
Yeah, it's important because credit score obviously is going to dictate what sort of interest rate you get on a property. You know, let's just say a 650 credit score versus a 750 credit score can materially change that interest rate by 0.5% to 0.75% and can significantly weigh down your or improve your overall monthly mortgage payment. So it is important to look at those. And as you mentioned, you can work on your credit score by simply paying down debt. And there's multiple different ways. And you should be working with a good lender who can help showcase and show you the way, the path to get you in the best position possible to be ready once it's time for you to make that purchase.
Well, great to catch up with you this morning, Tyler. Are you a bit of a surfer?
To be honest, not really. I live here in Southern California, and I got a lot of buddies who are, but I like to go out there and enjoy the beach and enjoy the sunshine.
Well, enjoy the beach and the sunshine and, of course, dealing with your customers, your client base. Great to catch up with you and enjoy the location and those people looking to make the move this year.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on, and best of luck to you guys as well. And cheers to 2024.
We talk to some of the most influential people in the real estate industry, from leading commentators to investors to real estate principals on the U.S. Property Podcast.
That is people moving out of the state. What about the reversal of that, having a look at the people migrating in?
We have a lot of that going on too. So even within the tri-state area, we have people moving from New Jersey to Connecticut, out of New York to Connecticut. They're just trying to find a more affordable area. We have a lot of clients wanting more of that rural, farm-like environment. We're seeing a lot of migration into the Connecticut area. And we're also seeing a lot of families combining their lifestyles. So elderly parents moving in with their children. So they want that resort lifestyle. So we're still seeing that for sure.
So for creating data that is understandable, it's got to be relatable and user-friendly.
I think that's absolutely right. I think maybe 10, 20 years ago, when you search for statistics on websites, you always see just tables and maybe sometimes some slides, you know, and those are some to the public, it may not be easily digestible. Nowadays, I think on our websites, for example, you see a lot of motion graphics. You see a lot of storytelling, information appearing in a visuals format that actually try to make things a little easier for consumers to digest. They may not necessarily know anything about, you know, some specific terms realtors know, but by making those visualization, by making those graphics, I think we're making it easier for the public to consume, and that's very, very important.
Stay updated in your local real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.